We know that the Senate has passed a postal bill. Why hasn't the House done the same?
That's a good question. If you talk to the House sponsors of the bill, they would say they have the votes to do so. But I think what's going on here is what you're seeing in the House this week is a vote on extending current tax rates. That's something that sort of all Republicans can unite behind. The Postal Service is a more controversial aspect. There's rural things going on. It doesn't go straight down party lines. So it's not an easy vote for lawmakers. So I think they're just going to push it back to when it's a less controversial time.
Now, default always sounds scary, but this default is something in the abstract because it's a default on a payment that to an abstract fund for future retiree benefits, and that's already overfunded. So is default sounding worse than it might seem to Congress, who knows better?
I think there's something like that going on here. I mean, USPS has said that this is not going to affect day-to-day operations, at least in the short term. But I think what those who want Congress to move more quickly are saying is that, you know, what we're hearing about the economy writ large is that uncertainty is really a problem. And when you don't have certainty on what's going to happen with the Postal Service, businesses might be more wary about mailing with them. They might go to UPS. So it's a long-term thing, and they think just getting something figured out sooner rather than later is the best way to go. But it is true that in the short term, at least, you won't see much change in how USPS operates.
Yeah, of course, though, that they're saying, and this week the Inspector General agreed, that they are running out of cash, and that could happen as early as October or next year. So it seems like they're trying to say, hey, this is really urgent that Congress does, you should do this right now, but lawmakers don't seem to agree.
Yeah, I think, you know, there is some politics at play here. You know, shocker, this is Congress. I think the Senate has a bill. The Postmaster General has said that bill on its own isn't enough to get the Postal Service where it needs to go. And I think at least part of what's at play here is that the House doesn't want to pass something that it doesn't think is strong enough, that it wants to go into a conference committee with the strongest bill it can. And I don't think they think they can get that right now, or I don't think they think they'd have enough leverage right now because it'd be a tough vote, because it's an election year. So I think they may be sort of waiting and seeing and seeing, you know, when the best time to pass what they think the strongest bill would be.
We're speaking with Bernie Becker. He's a reporter for The Hill newspaper. Now, the big issue of the Postal Service's infrastructure, the number of plants that it operates, the mailing centers, the processing centers, and the post offices themselves, that's something the Senate kind of put the kibosh on. But do you think that given the situation and the running out of cash, maybe when they come back, they'll revisit the possibility of really attacking the cost structure, which is what Postal says it needs to do to make this long-term viability?
Yeah, I mean, the Senate did put some restrictions on there, but I think those were sort of – they kind of had to do that just to pass the bill. And I think you would expect the House to be stronger on that from that standpoint, and then you'd see what happened in the conference committee. But the other thing is USPS has they're sort of doing what they can on that front. They're shortening hours at some rural offices. They are looking to consolidate plants. So they're moving forward. I mean, I think they would certainly have liked to have seen stronger stuff from the Senate on that, but I think this is one of the things where the Senate's just going to wait. They're going to wait on the House to pass a bill, and then they just hope that they can all hash it out after that happens.
I want to go back to those issues that you mentioned were sort of holding up the House and keeping it from putting this on the floor. You mentioned it wasn't so much along party lines, a Democrat versus Republican thing, but perhaps a rural lawmakers versus urban lawmakers. What are those specific issues that the House, at least the House leadership, has yet to agree upon?
Well, I think, I mean, we should note that I think across the board, House Democrats aren't happy with this bill. I would not expect many, if any, to vote for it. So, but among Republicans, you know, the Postal Service is just something that is sort of very near and dear to constituents. So, you know, especially with Republicans in rural areas, they've always said that, you know, this is sort of their voters sort of a ticket to the outside world. So they're going to be very cautious about anything that's going to open the door to post offices being closed, plants being closed, mail being slowed, which is something that you know, if you talk to a lot of analysts, they say that's something that kind of has to happen, that this is something that the way with, you know, with the internet and the way people communicate now, it's going to happen, but it's a very cautious thing. And, you know, there's some GOP lawmakers who are going to be very cautious about how they move forward on that.
And one of the sleeper issues in the whole Postal Service we see not so much addressed on the Hill is whether they can launch new services to increase the top line. That is the revenue that comes into the Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance Congress will look at that or give them some permission to explore in that area at all? That doesn't seem to come up much.
Yeah, that is something that I think unions especially, and there are some on the Dem side that would be happy with that. I think, you know, it would be tough. I think, you know, top Republicans on that are wary about letting the Postal Service, as they would put it, compete with the private companies right now. So I'm not sure it's something you'd see in the short term. If it's not something that, I mean, there is in the bill that the Senate passed, it does allow for wine and beer to be shipped, that sort of thing. But I think those are the sort of things you would see. I'm not sure you would see sort of a writ large attempt to allow new revenue streams, at least right now.
All right. Bernie Becker is a reporter with The Hill. We thank you for joining us with that update.
Thanks for having me.